Chuck Chad Freestyle for Sunday, December 7th. No, it's Saturday, December 7th. Driving down the I-5 in San Diego. Heading to the airport. It's a bright, well, it's not even bright, but it's an early Saturday morning, 10 after 5 a.m. Still dark. And apparently it's 50 degrees or 10C. That's the easy conversion I can do in my head. I think everybody knows that one. And the busy week at work. I've been on San Diego since last Sunday, onboarding Dave Slusher and another new guy, Josh. And they've been doing very, very well. Very pleased. Eager to see what they come up with in the upcoming weeks and days. It's still getting my mind around the fact that we've got new people, and happy to have Dave as part of the team. It's a good time. It's a good time. We had they were in training class all week, Monday through Friday, like 8:30 to 4:30. So we'd sneak in time between breakfast. We being another team lead, Chris, who was out here from Utah. And we'd sneak in time before breakfast, and then after they'd get done with class, some time at dinner. But they had a couple evenings where there was a class activity planned. So we participated in that on Tuesday. That was fun. You know, one of these team building things and problem solving and changing requirements. It was a good time. The instructor did very well. To my surprise, he had me jump in and be the substitute cover for him Wednesday afternoon. And I'd never taught that particular material before and seen those particular slides, so I hope it did all right with the content on web services. I kind of gave it my own spin. Got the material. I mean, I told them what was what and gave them a demo, and they seemed to do all right on the lab exercises, but clearly, there were different mixes of technical levels in this class of about 14 people. And you could tell some people had tuned out. Some people were soaking it up. And always fun to read the body language and who's tapping on the laptops. And it's don't be fooled. The instructor knows exactly who's getting it and who's not. But some good questions. Good questions. It seems like there's always one person in every class that is the more needy, we'll say, has a few more questions, and sometimes the questions aren't always on target with the material that's being taught. This class was no exception. There was one guy who was asking questions from the previous unit while I was talking. He's asking about stuff earlier in Chapter 5 that I did not cover. And then wasn't really relevant to what I was covering. So, yeah, always happy to help, but we got to keep things on schedule, on focus, on tasks. And then, of course, the other big news that's been going on this week is the house in Phoenix. I believe I mentioned we were moving, and Sunday I was in Phoenix. On the way to San Diego, I stopped by Phoenix and looked by the house. I guess it's no secret at this point, and the contract is all but signed. It's signed by the seller anyway. I gotta sign it when I get home. Is that we are buying Mike Menengay's house. The Draco Vista Studios will be mine at some point in the future. We are going to buy it now, but not move now. So Donna and I are going to have time to get Lisa finished up with high school, off to college, whatever that may be. We're still working on that plan. We will have time to clean up 20 years of garbage in our house. We will have time to freshen it up in certain places to make it sellable. We will have time to sell it and then move at our own leisure. So sometime in 2014, we will be moving to Phoenix with the warmer weather, which is really nice because right now in Wisconsin, it's about 2 degrees above zero Fahrenheit. I think I'll take San Diego's version of cold. Crazy. Crazy. This is probably one of those podcasts you want to listen to on double speed. Because it's these long pauses while my brain wakes up in the morning. As some of you may know, I don't drink caffeine. And these early mornings, when you get adjusted to a different time zone, are when it starts to be a detriment. But I've got a can of V8. I already had a bottle of orange juice. I got a little breakfast bar ready to go. And when that hits the system, I think we'll be okay. I am going to miss a lot of people and a lot of things in Appleton. Chief among them is the karate school and working out. There is a nice fitness center at work that I can partake of that I did a few times this week. My abs are a little sore from the ab crunching machine, and my arms are a little sore from the weights, which is good, but it's not the same as, you know, punching, hitting, kicking in karate. So I may have to find a new martial arts school that fits. It's going to be hard. There's not another one like Karate America in Appleton. Just a wonderful school. Can't say enough about the people, the instructors, the facility, the family feeling. It's going to be a tough one to replace. Yeah, it very much reminds me of the roller rink where I used to work in college. Family atmosphere, young family, just starting out. The kids are small and growing. I mean, watching them from go from, you know, a newlywed couple to married with kids. A very Christian family. You know, nice environment to be in, nice environment to be around. Great influence. So if you are in the Appleton area, I know there aren't a whole lot of listeners to this, but and you want your child to have confidence, maybe it's not even specific to Appleton area, martial arts in general. Just watched a great video that the instructor, Jeff Deneau, posted on Facebook last weekend about why kids start martial arts, why they stay with it. And it doesn't matter the style. They'll gain confidence. They'll gain a positive attitude. They'll gain responsibility. There's so many good things about martial arts. I can't say it enough. For adults, it's a great way to stay fit. It's not the most most inexpensive gym membership, but you know, there's a sense of accomplishment. As you go from belt to belt and ultimately get that black belt, there's a sense of community. Everybody's working together. I've gained some really good friends over the last few years. So I know this is probably sounding sappy, and I'm getting close to the airport. I gotta stop and get gas yet. No worries. It's 4:15, and my flight is at 7:15. So, it's funny because the people in Appleton are actually at jiu-jitsu and karate at this point. So, wish I could be there. And I will be soon. When I'm there a lot. About 4 or 5 times a week. When I'm not there, I miss it a lot. And I have to substitute with treadmills and weightlifting machines. But we'll see what happens. Very excited about the move to Phoenix. Very excited. There's a lot left to do. The task list is very big, and we are looking forward to it. For the moment, Mike and Lori can stay in their house. We're going to rent it back to them. Their costs are under control, and life is good. And on that, I will talk to you soon. 101.